Hello and welcome to Parsha for Non-Revertans, where we spend up to 5 minutes discussing Parshas Hashavua, so you don't come to the table thinking, wait, what Parsha is it this week? We'll start with a brief recap of the Parsha and then move on to a short thought. I'm Esther Kurtz, your resident non-Revertan, and let's do this. Parshas Vayera starts off with another conversation between Hashem and Moshe. Hashem reminds Moshe that he revealed himself to the Avos and promised them Canaan. He also heard Bnei Israel's cries, and he will now redeem them. Huzzah! Not so fast. Moshe speaks to Bnei Israel, but they are so consumed by the labor that they just don't hear him. So Hashem tells Moshe to go to Paro and tell him to send Bnei Israel out. And Moshe protests here. If Bnei Israel didn't listen, you'd think Paro will. Also, I don't talk so good. And here's a brief interruption of the narrative to relate Moshe and Aaron's yichus. Back to the conversation between Hashem and Moshe. Hashem responds that Aaron will speak for Moshe. And then Hashem totally spoils the plot by sharing that he will harden Paro's heart, preventing him from letting Bnei Israel out. And at that point, Hashem will do many wonders, and the Mitzrayim will have no choice but to recognize that Hashem is, well, Hashem. Moshe and Aaron appear in front of Paro to tell him to let Bnei Israel go. And there's a throwdown of sorts with seeming magic tricks. Aaron threw down his staff and it turned into a snake. The court magicians did the same, and Aaron's snake turned back into a staff and swallowed up all the magicked snakes. Paro was unimpressed and said meh to the proposition, and so the Makos started. Each one followed the same cycle of devastation. Paro asking for intervention and promising to let Bnei Israel out, Moshe davening to remove the maka, it's disappearing, and Paro then going, never mind. So first there's Dum, where the Nile and all the water turned to blood, then Tzardea, where the frogs infested everything, everywhere, then Kenim, lice, enough said. Then Arov, wild animals roaming for prey, then Dever, all the animals died, then Shchin, boils, don't even think of scratching or lancing. Then Barad, fire and ice hail bowls raining from the sky. The final three are in next week's Parsha. And here the Parsha ends. Let's move on to a short thought. This one is from Rabbi Akiva Tatz's Sefer, World Mask, in the discussion of the quality of Nevuah. So Hashem instructs Moshe to go to Paro. And Moshe says, hey, Bnei Israel didn't even listen to me. How will Paro? And also, I don't talk so good. Then there's the digression of Moshe and Aaron's yichus, and then the conversation comes right back to where it left off. And Hashem repeats himself saying, Moshe, go talk to Paro about all this stuff. And again, Moshe says, I can't talk. How will Paro listen? And now Hashem tells Moshe that Aaron will be his spokesperson. The actual words in the pasuk are, Re'ei nisaticha Elokim leParo. Which literally translates as, behold, I have given you to be an Elohim, an angel, to Paro, and Aaron, your brother, will be your prophet. The way Art Scroll translates this pasuk, though, is, see, I have made you a master over Paro, and Aaron, your brother, shall be your speaker, which is the more traditional way of understanding this pasuk. So what is with all of this repetition, and Hashem offered this solution last Parsha? Why is it good enough now and Moshe accepts it? The answer is explained by Reb Sadia and quoted by the Rambam, B'Shem his father. The first time Moshe objects is because he can't speak well. When Hashem tells him Aaron will speak for him, Moshe objects again because he knows how Nevuah works. The one who gets Nevuah is the one who has to say it. How could Hashem suggest Aaron speak for him? Hashem follows his own Torah. Moshe's got to be the one to do it. This time Hashem responds with the pasuk we just quoted before. A careful reading reveals something entirely different. You, Moshe, will be an Elohim, an angel, to Paro, and Aaron will be your prophet. You, Moshe, are the prophecy, and Aaron is delivering the message of you to Paro. Moshe is not the medium, but the message. And if that's the case, all is clear as far as Nevuah rules go, and Moshe can accept Aaron now. It's just too perfect. I love it. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I did. Have a beautiful Shabbos. See you next Parsha. Have questions or comments? email me at emunah4nr@gmail.com. That's emunah4nr@gmail.com.